Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we just want to be a blessing to you wherever you're at, whatever's going on in your life. I hope that something that we do here today in the broadcast will be a blessing and help your day to be a better day. We've got the Coates family up from Fletcher, North Carolina. They're going to be singing Let Me Tell You About Jesus. I'm thankful of the person that told me about Jesus the day that I got saved. Never been the same since that day, and don't want to be the same. I'm thankful that I have a Savior who loves me. Thankful today that I've got a Savior who knows me by name, amen, and calls me His own. I do love Him today and hope that something we do today will be a blessing to you. Coates family singing now.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
How He saved my soul and He made me whole. Well, He took away my burden.
He took away my burden.
Yes, He took away.
Amen. All right, that's the Coates family from Fletcher, North Carolina. We appreciate that good number. Amen. We're going to be in Exodus chapter number 18 today, in verse number 2. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father. And he said he, was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, and he encamped at the Mount of God. We're going to be speaking about these two sons, Gershom and Eleazar.
Now that brings us to the next thought. The other one's name, however, was Eleazar. Now Eleazar means this, God is my helper. You can say that while Gershom pointed to our earthly state, Eleazar seems to point to our spiritual state. I'm talking about, listen, there's some of you that's been a Gershom, but you ain't never graduated to an Eleazar yet. Amen. You've been born in this world, but you've never been born again, amen, spiritually. And if you ever get born again, your life and your world will totally change. Have you ever noticed that the Gershoms living in the strange lands seems to always want to covet what they see? Y'all know people that's just all the time after the, They're after the prosperity. They're after the money. They're after the job. They're after, I mean, it's just all about this world. And yet they're a stranger here. They're not going to, look here, you're not going to keep all this stuff that you have. I mean, it's all going to burn up one of these days. Y'all know that, right? The Bible says that the elements shall melt with fervent heat. There's nothing going to be, no kingdoms are going to be left. Nothing's going to be left. It's all going to be gone, amen. And if you're a Gershon this morning, and if you're walking just for everything in this world, I want to tell you something, you're going to end up at the end with nothing. Always remember, you're a stranger here. You were born in this world. I'm going to tell you something, you can graduate to further things. This is Eliezer means this, my helper. Notice that he is declaring, my help is not in myself. My help is not in my things. He's declaring that God is my helper, amen. Exodus chapter 18, look at verse number 4. And the name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father, he said, was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Can I put this in my own words? Thou hast saved me from mine enemy. Can I tell you this morning that I think that Eliezer's name is pointing us to none other than a Savior. I think that while Gershom's name pointed us to this world and how we were born earthly, but I believe Eliezer's name is pointing us to a Savior who, where we don't have to die in this world with by our own, but we can die born again with the grace of God. It speaks of new life. Now, he says this. I think that Eliezer's name once again is pointing to the Savior. Now, who is our Savior? You stop to think about that. Who is our Savior? Well, our Savior is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you this morning, thank God that while yes, them Gershoms, look here, we were born in this world, but I will tell you, since I met Jesus, amen, I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with a price, hallelujah. I've been delivered from the chains of sin. I'm no longer the one that I used to be, amen. I'm no longer a Gershom walking in a strange land. No, I tell you, I got some companionship now. The God of heaven is my helper and my deliverer this morning, thank God. He delivered me from the chains of sin. Not only that, but he also delivered me from the wages. Now imagine this. Had there not been a cross, you and I would have had to pay for the wages of sin because we had no deliverer. But because Jesus came, look here, I don't care who you are, I don't care what side of the tracks you're from, don't care how much money's in your bank account, can I tell you the Bible's still the Bible? Amen, the truth's still the truth. The Bible said this, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single one of us deserves hell. That's awful, preacher. I know. Listen, I know it sounds terrible, but we do. We all deserve hell. And the only way out of hell is to have a what? A deliverer. The only way that you can be helped, amen, is to have a God who comes to that place where you cannot. Right. The Bible said this, for by grace, hallelujah, are you saved through faith? And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. You can't work your way to heaven, friend. Your wages are so high, you can't get yourself out of this situation called sin. Amen. The only way that you can get through it is through a helper like Jesus, who died for your sin. For the wages of sin is death. But, hallelujah for that word. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, yes, I was born in this world a stranger, but I don't have to die in this world by myself. I got a Savior now that's going to take me from this world to that world. Amen. Jesus said this over in John chapter number 14. He said, I have gone to prepare a place for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And pretty much he said it this way. When I get her done, he said, I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. I'm going to take you strangers, amen, and pilgrims that was born in this world. I'm going to take you to your eternal home, and you're going to find my help and my deliverance. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I, can I tell you, now let me sum it up by saying this. The only way that you and I have ever been able to be given the opportunity to have a deliverer, to be a, have a Savior, was through the death and the blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. The blood of Jesus was the payment for our sins. Now get this. While being born in this world, While being born in this world, you were born a sinner. That little old baby's crying in the backyard, you know, just talking a little bit. That little old baby, boy, that's good sound, ain't it? That little old baby back there just whining, but maybe one of them said, look, I want some milk, but they can't say it. And maybe they've done had their milk, and they whine a little bit more, and they're just trying to get something, amen, that they don't need, amen. They're born in this world a sinner. You say, how are you born in this world, preacher? We was born in this world a sinner because your mom and daddy was a sinner. We're all born into sin, so therefore we all have need of a Savior. You say, preacher, do I have need of a Savior? Sure you do. If you've been born of woman, you are a few days and full of trouble, friend. You have need of a Savior, friend. I love what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 says. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. I tell you what I see in that Eliezer. He said he's my helper, amen. He said he's my deliverer. You can't be delivered without the grace of God, amen. Look here, I'm going to tell you something. If you look back on the whole situation, what we saw was the grace of God down there in Egypt, amen. But through the blood applied to the doorpost, we saw Jesus, didn't we? Amen. We saw that down there in Egypt. And while he put the blood on the doorpost, amen, them people didn't have to die. The lamb died. While we saw them taken to the Red Sea and, boy, about to be attacked, amen. All those things, they didn't deserve deliverance. But I tell you what, God provided a way in the midst of not having a way. God held there. Listen here. God took that fire and that cloud by day and marched them through the Red Sea, amen, and brought them through on dry ground. On the other side, they turned around and began to sing a hymn about the Lord. And all of a sudden, guess what? God delivered them again. All that army was flooded over and they all died. I'm telling you, man, if you look back on your life, you'll start seeing some of them places that had some of them Egypt experiences where you can look back and say, hey, yes, sir, I'm in this world. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. But I can tell you this, I've got a God who's helping me through it all. Hallelujah. And we've got a helper with us this morning, thank God. I tell you, and his name is Jesus. I'm thankful. When there's no time, when you don't have no water, thank God he's that rock that followed them, amen. When there's no bread to eat, I'm telling you something, I'm glad that God sends a man, amen. God sends that food for you when you need it the most. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you don't know him as your personal Savior, but you can know him, friend. In the free pardon of sin, God wants you to be saved. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you to be saved. That's why he died on the cross. So that you might have everlasting life. You say, how can I be saved? The Bible says it so simply. Call upon the name of the Lord. Buddha can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. But if you call upon Jesus, the Bible said, call upon the Lord. Now shalt be saved. I like what Brother Stinnett Ballou said, speaking about that word be. I'm glad I've been saved. I'm glad you can be saved this morning. You say, why? Because God provided a way for you to be saved. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you don't know him in the free pardon of sin this morning, you can know him. You can know him by simply dropping down and saying, Father, be merciful unto me. Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning. I know that, Lord Jesus, we're in deep territory, but God, I appreciate the help of the glory of the world, Lord Jesus, starting to last a little bit. I pray, God, that you'd help these folk to realize, God, that while being in this world, Lord God, a stranger, while being born here, they don't have to die here in defeat. But, oh God, after being saved by the grace of God and being born again, I'm thankful, Lord God, I couldn't make that birth take place. But, oh God, I didn't have what it took to provide it. But I'm thankful, Lord Jesus, through the shed blood of Calvary. Lord God, you made a way available to me, and all I had to do was receive you as my Lord and Savior. Father, I tell you, that's the best decision I ever made in my whole life. I pray, God, that there be somebody here that don't know you, that they'd come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank you for all you do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.